In March, the borough passed tougher air quality measures that reduced the number of burn stages and increased fines. It also stepped up monitoring and following up on reports of violations. As a result, Nick Czarnecki with the borough's air quality division says more than 174 certified letters were issued to violators.
And then if a particular individual is found to violate multiple times within the winter, then it can move up to a citation. And last year, there was only one citation issued.
Czarnecki says Borough Mayor Carl Castle also regularly followed up certified letters with a personal phone call. That, says Glenn Miller, who directs air quality at the borough, is one reason for the high ratio of warnings to citation. Another reason, he says, is many violators are unaware of burn restrictions.
And then the third component of that is, you know, we have only two people that are dedicated for complaint response, and they can't be everywhere at once.
Miller says while there are probably violators out there that escape detection, he believes most people want to do the right thing. Staffing levels and borough tracking are sure to be topics as the Assembly takes up another air quality ordinance at its meeting June 19th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.